Point 10. Casa Baixo Medieval or Late Medieval House. The features allow us to date the house to the 16th century. It is a perfect example of the social group it represents, the nobility. It is at this exact time that this collective begins to develop, living its most splendorous moment until the 18th century. The coats of arms which dominate the facade are their distinguishing hallmark, and in Riancho there is a wide variety of examples. This is a clear indication of the important presence of nobles in the society of Riancho during the ancient regime. Even though not all of them had an outstanding financial and cultural status, they did seek social distinction, imitating the great noble lords. Therefore, music played a fundamental role, taking into account that it was one of the main leisure activities of the nobility, and therefore the knowledge of learned music placed them on a superior social scale. This is why this house, as well as the other numerous noble houses in the town, were certainly musical environments, where the music of the time was performed among the social elite of the 16th century onwards. In fact, Riancho is the birthplace of two important figures in the history of Galician literature and music. Members of the Torrado family, Martín Torrado Mariño, 1621-1689, and Joan Torrado Mariño, who died in 1709. The former is the author of Decimas ao Apostolo Santiago, Stanza to the Apostle St. James, sung stanzas of 10 octosyllabic lines defending the apostle as the patron saint of Spain. In the words of Murguía, as portas da mesma catedral, at the very doors of the cathedral. The latter is his nephew, who contributes a short but important work in Galician to the gloomy 17th century in the shape of a romance, a poetic literary form linked to song, published by the University of Santiago in 1697. According to the descendant of Payo Gómez Cariño, it was not until the appearance of Evaristo Martelo that Riancho would be home to a figure of the Galician Resurgimiento, or revival. Now we will move on to another street, and another theme, along Calella do Judío, or Jews Alley. On the left, we reach Rua do Medio, or Middle Street. If you walk a little further along, you will come across the Feliciano Bar.